Assalamu alaikum. This is Maliha Teaches for Muslim Health Talk. What exactly does Muslim Health Talk mean? It means nourishing our body, nourishing our soul, nourishing our mind, and nourishing our heart. And the best way of doing that is following the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and instilling it in our daily life. Let's get started. Bismillah.
Allahumma zidni ilman, O Allah, please increase us in knowledge. All right, assalamu alaikum. So this morning I had a free session of homeschooling consultation with a bunch of homeschoolers here. And I had put it on Instagram, but a lot of people couldn't make it. So I wanted to kind of go over what was discussed. I think it would be very beneficial for those who are interested in homeschooling. And there was a lot of questions that people asked. So maybe just discuss or summarize what we went through. So when it comes to homeschooling, I feel like in my personal situation, what I've been through, because I have been homeschooling my kids for over 20 years. Two of my kids are in college, in university, and two of them are in high school at the moment. But alhamdulillah, they are all doing really well, mashallah. And in terms of a few things, maybe we could discuss. So a few of the questions, one question was that many people are concerned with whether or not homeschooling will be enough for socialization for their kids. One parent asked and mentioned how, her kids are not very social because of certain things that happened to them when they were young, maybe trauma, who knows. And her family is concerned because they're afraid that he will be antisocial, or he'll be a bit backwards when it comes to interacting with people. And how will this affect that child, knowing that he's not around kids all the time? To that question, I want to just remind people that children are not always developing at the same pace or at the same time or in the same age, right? Even though when we put them in school, in public school or elsewhere, private school, we put them in a classroom with 30 other 8-year-olds their age. And we don't necessarily put them in an ideal situation where they are learning from other people certain skills that they need, especially socialization. And so even though children on average mature a lot faster when they are in school, and homeschooling kids take a lot longer to mature, once homeschooling children do mature, they are more responsible, more independent, more confident in themselves than children that have been around kids the same age. Why? Because when we look at history and how the most successful literacy rate and learning at the time was, it was a time when we had a one-room schoolhouse. And a one-room schoolhouse was a lot like how someone would lead a co-op, which means a bunch of families get together, homeschooling families, maybe two or three, and they interact with one another, and they do classes together, and they set up schedules where they meet a couple of times a week. And in that group, there is more than just 8-year-olds. There's different ages. The ages of children range from 5 to 12. And while they are taking classes together, they are helping each other. They are interacting with each other. The older one is teaching the one right underneath him, and then the middle child is teaching the one underneath them. And it's the same scenario when you homeschool your kids at home. Your three children that are different ages learn from one another, help each other, teach each other, learn from one another. And in this situation, which mimics the one-room schoolhouse, that there was literally 97% or more literacy rate. And this is not something you see in the modern world, right? We know that nowadays the literacy rate is very low. There are a lot of kids that do not know how to read properly or do not read at a standardized proficient level when they're supposed to. And I feel like it is because of that, right? So, and just like there are times when children are ready to read proficiently, there are also the right time for each child in their personal life that they will be ready to speak and have the confidence to talk. And in Islam, we know this as the fitrah, right? The innate nature of the child. Some kids are shy and other kids are more outspoken. Some people have gone through certain situations in their life, which makes them more timid to speak out loud, and others need more love and attention and support in order to feel comfortable to speak. And so children are different in all different levels. So expecting them to meet a standardized expectation of being able to speak or having standing in front of someone and confidently speaking is not ideal for every single child. Every child is different. And we know also in our religion, being shy is actually a virtue. It's not something we should look down upon. Sadly, in the world that we live in today, being shy is considered backwards or something that we look down upon. And we shouldn't, because shyness or being modest or not necessarily outspoken is a virtue. It's something the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had in him. It's something that when you look at the big picture, it can protect a child growing up from things that they shouldn't be open to because they're not ready to deal with it. So this homeschooling mom asked if it was what she should do in terms of socialization for her kids, and should she worry once she is homeschooling her children? I think she had a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old, and she said they're comfortable at home. They don't necessarily feel like they need to always go out and interact with people. What should I do? Should I feel okay? And I said, you should look at your child. You should see their comfort level, and you should slowly maybe do some sort of once a week of venturing out, interacting with people, not necessarily a large group, but maybe a small group. Find a few like-minded homeschooling moms who will meet up at a park, who will allow the kids to play in a safe and comfortable and relaxing state, right? And slowly your son will come out of his shell. He will be more vocal and he will be more social with people. But this is not something you want to push him because then that might just be trauma, right? So the best thing you are doing for your child right now, because you know he is that type of shy or reserved child, is homeschooling them and meeting their needs on a one-to-one level. And then there's the other question of, will my child be, when I homeschool my child, will he or she be up to par when it comes to the standardized expectation academically for him or her? Whether it this means being able to read at the age that he's expected to read. Now, let me tell you my situation. I have 4 kids, and two of them started reading around the age of 4 and 5 proficiently. The other two ended up reading proficiently around the age of 8 and 9. And my first child, I remember he started reading at the age of 4, and it wasn't because I used certain programs or certain textbooks or certain teachers. I started reading to my kids when they were very little. And I would ask them questions and have discussions with them. And I had nothing to do with paper and pen, writing it down, taking tests, none of that stuff. It had to do with more of like a storytelling situation. So I would read them a book, read them a chapter, and then we would have a discussion and see how much information they were able to absorb. Any questions they came up with and wanted to discuss. And this brings a lot of learning for them. They are listening to what you're reading to them. They are understanding what you have, the story that you've told them. They are analyzing the situation. They are questioning and debating and wondering and contemplating. So there's a lot of learning here. And there's a really good book called, I believe it's called The Read Aloud Handbook, by Jim Treelis, which is a great book that teaches, that allows you to understand the importance of reading to your children and how you can help them learn in that way, in a beautiful way, instead of making them do phonics and sitting down and writing things down and trying to learn how to read. Reading has different aspects. It's not just looking at the letters and saying them and putting them together. In order for you to have your child advance in reading and naturally do it, listening to people read or tell stories is one of the most easiest and most beneficial way. Like back in the days here, even here in America, they used to have, when people used to work in factories or in big unions, they used to always have someone read the newspaper during lunch breaks or during the time that people were working. And we know through that, the reading level, the literacy level was very high in comparison to what it is today. So I remember reading to my child from a young age, and I did that throughout all my children. And I feel like that is probably one of the reasons why they love reading, they're interested in reading, and they were able to easily learn how to read without struggling and tears and difficulty. So another thing I'd like to just kind of let people know who are interested in homeschooling or who are homeschooling and struggling through it is that homeschooling is a journey. And it's one that you need to remember that, yes, you will always find classes for your kids. You will always search and figure out the perfect tutor or the perfect program for your child to learn the subject that you want them to learn. You will make all the effort and you will figure that out. That I can't tell you what that is. Everyone's individual need is different. And when we get so wrapped around homeschooling, we forget. We think homeschooling is all about the kids. When you as a mother or a father decide that you're going to homeschool, you're going to take this journey to teach you to raise your child, you need to remember that homeschooling has a lot to do with you as a teacher, as a parent. If you are happy and you are healthy and you are like mentally okay and you have taken care of yourself, you have met the needs that you need in taking breaks sometimes, in saying, you know what, we're just going to take today off and just go to the park and not focus on books. We're going to take the week off and just spend it on certain field trips. You're still homeschooling your kids, but you're doing it in a level where you're comfortable, where you're giving yourself a break, where you're allowing yourself to breathe and then come back to the books. This is really important because there will be times in your homeschooling journey where you will be stressed. You will have done way too much. You will be burnt out and you will need to take a break. And even when you're on your break, even if you're around the house and you're not really doing anything and you're not allowing everyone to relax and work on certain creative projects, you're still homeschooling your kids because you and your spouse when you are praying, when you are treating each other kindly, when you have adab, when you are doing the skills around the home, when you are meeting your responsibilities, you are setting the most important example of what they need to do and they need to be as an adult, inshallah, right? As a independent person, as a good Muslimah or Muslim. And that is homeschooling. You're constantly homeschooling your kids from day one when they're born. And so when you need a break and you need to do, you need to take a breather from book work, from computer work, and you decide that you're going to just be home and take care of other needs and just be there for your children, you are still homeschooling your kids. You should never feel guilty. And throughout your journey, whenever you need that break, you should take that break. That is how you will survive your homeschooling journey. That is how you will not give up. My last little pep talk, I think, will be on the reason, one of the reasons why I've homeschooled. When you send your kids to school, wherever you send them, they will have amazing classes, right? They will have friends that are there, but they will also come home with baggage that you will want to, will have to undo, right? Things that they learn that you're not okay with, things that they pick up from their friends that you're not okay with, things that you have to undo. And the one thing that's really stands out is that when you homeschool your children, you don't have to do that undoing. You don't have to undo anything that they've learned. You can start off on a clear slate every morning. You can teach them what they need to know. You can open them to what is healthy and not worry about what is not such a great thing for them to see or to hear or to learn. You don't need to undo. And when I would see my friend's kids or my nieces or nephews' kids and see the comparison with my kids, I would realize that I don't have the patience or the time or the energy to undo it. So even though homeschooling might not be the easiest thing in my life, in the long run, it becomes a blessing, because you don't need to undo so much, right? And it's really not easy to undo something that a child has learned. You know, you spend more time on that than enjoying their presence, enjoying the moment you have with them. So this is just a little bit of what we discussed this morning in the homeschooling consultation. If in the future there are more, I will put it out there for anyone to benefit from. But just know that I do homeschooling consultation for anyone who needs to call and have someone answer a few questions. If you have any queries about homeschooling itself and you're new to it, you haven't started, but you want to know how you can go about it, all of that can be taken care of. You can check me out on MalihaMahmood.com. I'm also on Instagram, Maliha Mahmood, or Muslim Health Talk. I also have a YouTube video with all kinds of information, not just on homeschooling, but on health, Muslim Health Talk. So I'm hoping that I can do this more often, maybe be able to help others who are in need, because I feel like, alhamdulillah, I have benefited so much from my homeschooling journey. I do not have a single regret of doing it. Every year, not only do I see the positive in my kids in homeschooling them, but my parents see it, my siblings see it, and they always make comments and say how wonderful the kids turned out and how proud they are. So homeschooling is definitely something that if anyone feels uncomfortable with their school, with their kids' school, or the environment, or whatever it is, it's definitely something to look into. And alhamdulillah, like most of us in the world are able to do that. Why not look into it for your kids? It might just be the answer for many of the problems that we have with our kids when it comes to raising them. So if you have any questions, do email me or check out my website and see if you can sign up for a consultation. With that, I say have an amazing day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children, guide them, envelope them in His love, His mercy, and His protection. Ameen. Thank you for joining me, Maliha Teaches, for Muslim Health Talk. We're on Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, and so much more. All of our links can be found on Linktree Muslim Health Talk. Assalamu alaikum.